Ai, kia ora rā, e te iwi hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou, reo irirangi o te hiko tika ko Jobbers Day tēnei, tētahi o ngā kaipāpāho māwatahi ko Daphne Popata mō te hōtaka o taumatahanga.
Ai rā, e tātou mā, kei runga i te toko waia kōrero i tēnei wā, tētahi o ngā rangatahi e arataki i taua hikoi āhuarangi ki roto o kaitai e te rāmere kua tā. Taha ake nei ko Ethan Nemeroff tōna ingoa. Nō reira, me hakawhiti ake tātou ki te wāia kōrero ki te pōheri aia. Kia ora, Ethan. How are you this afternoon?
Kia ora, good. Thanks. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, we had a great turnout last week, last Friday, for this climate change strike. So can you just give us a little bit of kōrero on how everything went down last Friday?
So we had a really good turnout, 108 people. So that was really exciting. Everything went really well. We ran a little bit ahead of schedule, but, you know, really we did everything that we were trying to do. We marched through the streets and, it felt really good to see people coming together and, standing on an issue that had such great importance.
You know, and for you personally, you know, as one of the leaders for this climate change, strike here in Kaitaia, what were some of the main points that you and your group wanted to get across, and do you think you delivered that message here in Kaitaia last week?
Yeah, totally. I think one of the main messages that I wanted to get across was that as scary and as difficult of a challenge climate change seems, there's actions on all levels that we can take, and that's sort of what we were pushing with our sustainability workshops that we had there, is that just some small case altercations to like your everyday life can be really good and have huge effects, and really you can take action at whatever level.
And that's the main thing, is going out and taking action. So you did, and you had a march. 108 people turned up. Have you any idea of any other action that might be able to assist you besides going out into the strike? Do you have any future plans on how you will proceed from here?
Yeah, so it's been a big event. It's been an international strike, whole climate strike. But as we move forward, I think it's just looking at ways that we can introduce some easy methods of sustainable living within our community.
Ai, tēnā koe mō tērā kōrero. We had a brief kōrero last week prior to this event, and it actually, you know, it raised a lot of awareness around the kaupapa. Some people still not realizing that global warming is an issue, and it's here and it's now, and it's time to make climate change. But speaking about coming into our local body elections for our government here in Te Hiko Tika, there was meant to be a wāhanga kōrero with the candidates. How did that go?
Yeah, that was actually really good. We had Sasha Karanyanki, we had Mike Finlayson, we had Monty Knight and Jason Karrison, and Sue Bradford. And yes, they all spoke on you know, the importance of climate change, importance of climate action, and importantly, what actions they would take against climate change, if they were voted in. And I think that's really important, because it gives the community a chance to see what kind of action is being offered by the candidates, and therefore it allows them to educate their vote a bit more.
Ai, tēnā koe mō tērā kōrero. So, School Strike for Climate has been an international kaupapa for over a year now. So, leading into this next strike, has there any more information about when the motu and even Australia is going to be looking at the next global strike? Because I know this wasn't the first one, eh?
No. Yeah, I'm fairly certain that there are more strikes coming up. I think we're just going to keep striking until, you know, we reach some kind of meaningful action. But I don't have any of the details on the date of the next strike.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, Ethan. You and your guys' group up there at Kaitaia College doing all you can to raise awareness for this kaupapa. For those that are not sure whether or not to get on board this kaupapa, what is one strong message that you'd like to get across in promoting, you know, these issues that we have pertaining to global warming?
So I saw something very interesting recently, and it was that people who aren't necessarily in super strong support or belief of climate change, there's still the question to them, what reason is there to not take action to make our planet a better place? Even if an individual doesn't believe in climate change, it's no reason to not try and make the world and the environment a better place. And that's really what action against climate change is all about, is that, you know, at the end of the day, the kaupapa is we want to make the world a better place.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you for taking the time to join us this afternoon. And, you know, there's no way we could oppose what you just shared there. There's always a reason for us to make the world better. And so we say thank you and all the best for the rest of the afternoon.
Cheers. You guys too.
Ai, kātia ki rei tātou mā, koea te reo kōrero o Ethan Nemeroff, koea tētahi o ngā kai arataki taua porotehi nui, i tū ki roto i te taone o kai taia, tahirau mā waru ngā tāngata i tai atu ki tēnei kaupapa i Ingarangi hakata, i te rāmere ko taha ki nei, i kōkiri ai te wāhanga hararei tēnei porotehi no reira, nei rā te mihi nui ki aua hunga rangatahi.
Ai, no re re, te whānau tautoko rawe rawa atu ki ngā kōrero katoa. Hoi no re, te whānau mō tēnei wā, me haka iria tēnei wahanga kōrero, i Wainganui a mātou i tēnei wā. No reira hako rongo tonu mai ki a mātou tai atu ki te mutunga o tō tātou hōtaka. Hoi no re, te whānau, tētahi waia tapai o kaue wareware ko ngā kaupapa o ngā take o te tai tokerau. Haka rongo tonu mai, iwa te kaumāwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.